some of these words are very different, you know, in different parts of the country. Some places they call it a knicker and sometimes a wicker. I wondered what you called it.
I don't have any idea.
Here. Before you had automobiles, would you describe everything you can remember about the wagons and buggies, what you had?
Mm-hmm. Well, first we just had a little old, our first mode of conveyance at all was a horse, and we called it the cart, but it wasn't like a truck or anything. It was just a little four-wheel deal with a bed, just a bed on it, you know, and a drop-down back end so they could load the feed in it for the cow and horse. And it was kind of spring wagon, maybe they called it.
I see.
Had one seat, springs on it. Three of us could ride up there, mm-hmm. the front seat. The rest of us piled back,
mm-hmm.
go on picnics.
I see. How would they get the horse hitched up? How would they get the horse hitched up to the wagon?
Oh, you just start with his bridle and then get the harness and put on her. Well, she was easy to fix, and anybody could hitch her up.
And you had two
shaves. What?
Shaves,
yeah. Uh-huh. They would come around her, you know, and you'd put that in the harness, in the straps, and that's where you start from, then the belly band, and then the neck, and then the reins, and get up there and drive her.
Do you remember anything about wagon wheels, how they were put together? How'd you keep them quiet?
Well, I remember one time one of them came off easy, but I don't remember much about it. The boys always took care of the things like that. I don't know. But I could drive it. I'd get up, and I could hitch her up.
I see.
Old Molly.
Did you put anything around the wheel to keep it? The boys put anything on the wheel to keep it from squeaking?
The what?
Did the boys put anything on the wheel?
Grease. They would take the wheels off, and then they'd put that black grease, that axle grease, on the wheel. You know, so it would turn easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then the outside of the wheel, the rim of the wheel, I guess it would. Anyhow, that was what came off one time. And then the spokes would, I mean, if I hadn't just stopped immediately, the wheel would have all come to pieces. But I stopped and accidentally, I just did what was right, and then they put the rim back on, I came back down.
In time. Mm-hmm. How would they get the grease over it? Do you remember anything about the axle grease?
How would they get the axle grease in there?
Yes.
They take the wheel off.
I see.
Take the wheel off, and they'd see it was on the main axle, mm-hmm. on the front axle, I guess you'd call it. And on both sides, there was this place where the wheel just fit on, and they'd just fill that full of this black grease and then put the wheel back on it.
I see. Mm-hmm. You bought that at a store then?
Oh, yes. In cans. Boy, you didn't use it on just so often, and you what you was going to do with it when you used it.
Did you have a whip?
Huh?
Did you have a whip for the horse?
Yeah, but we never used it. Daddy wouldn't let us use it on my lane, but we had it.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have that until we got the buggy.
I'd like to hear about the buggy.
We finally got a buggy, a two-seated Surrey. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was something. That was pretty. And it had a top on it, two-seated, and had the buggy whip. Had a real pretty buggy whip. It had a tassel on it. Come down, it was so pretty.
I see.
It was going to town now, believe me.
More for ornament than...
That was really something.
Mm-hmm.
But then it wasn't too long after that we got our first car.
Oh.